ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி லிசன் டு த ஃபேம் அண்ட் க்ளோரி ஆஃப் அ கிங் அஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 377 பென் ஃபார் த சோழா கிங் ராசசூயம் வேட்ட பெருணர் கிள்ளி பை த போயட் உலோச்சனார். The verse is situated in the category of paadaanthinai or praise and sketches a poet's awe in seeing a patron's kindness. Pani palaniya palyamathu paarudalai mayir nanaiya inidu thunjum tirunagar varaippin iniyal agatra en kinai thoda kurugi அவி உணவினோர் புறங்காப்ப அறநெஞ்சத்தோன் வாழநாள் என்று அதற்கொண்டு வரல் ஏத்தி கரவு இல்லா கவி வன் கையான் வாழ்க என பெயர் பெற்றோர் பிறர்க்கு உவமம் தான் அல்லது தனக்கு உவமம் பிறர் இல் என அது நினைந்து மதிமொழுகி ஆங்கு நின்ற எற்கானு செய் நாட்டுச் செல் கிணைஞனை நீ புறவலை எமக்கு என்ன மலை பயந்த மணியும் கடறு பயந்த பொன்னும் கடல் பயந்த கதிர்முத்தமும் வேறுபட்ட உடையும் சேறுபட்ட தசும்பும் கனவில் கண்டாங்கு வருந்தாது நிற்ப நனவின் நல்கியோன் நகைசால் தோன்றல் நாடு என மொழிவோர் அவன் நாடு என மொழிவோர் வேந்து என மொழிவோர் அவன் வேந்து என மொழிவோர் புகர்நுதல் அவிர்போர் கோட்டு யானையர் கவர்பரி கச்சை நல்மான் வடிமணி வாங்கு உருள கொடிமிசை நல்தேர் குழுவினர் கதல் இசை வன்கணினர் வாழின் வாழ்னர் ஆர்வமோடு ஈண்டி கடல் ஒளி கொண்ட தானை அடல்வெங்குரிசில் மன்னிய நெடிதே. The interesting facet about this song is that it's full of dialogues within. The poet's words to this Chola king can be translated as follows. Crossing many nights as the pouring dew drenched my unkempt hair, hoping to end my poverty, I arrived at the gates of the wealthy palace that seemed to rest pleasantly, beating my kinai drum and sang, protected by those who eat sacrificial offerings, may this man with a just heart live for long. Just then, he was welcoming others who came singing his praises, saying, May the one with generous hands, which know not to hide wealth, but only to give ceaselessly prosper. He is the one who becomes a simile for the great and famous, but there's no one who can be a simile unto him. Reflecting on these words, I stood there dazed. Seeing me lost in thought, saying, O kinai drummer, who seems to be going to faraway lands, you are now under my protection. He rendered gems from the mountains, gold from the forests, and shining pearls from the seas, a variety of clothes, pots brimming with liquor, as if I was seeing all this in a dream. But he was giving it for real, removing every shred of my sorrow, that kind and smiling scion. Those who think about countries will declare, his is the only great country. Those who think about kings will declare, he is the only great king. Those owning elephants wearing golden ornaments on their spotted foreheads, those riding speedy horses wearing saddles, those wielding fine chariots with fluttering flags, rolling wheels and ringing bells, agile and famous men with strong eyes who live by the sword, they all gather around the king with eagerness. May the Lord, with such an army roaring like the ocean, who desires battles, live for long victoriously. Let's explore the details. The poet first talks about how the pouring dew of many nights past had tamed his rough and unkempt hair, reminding us of the words of another poet in Puranaanooru 374. He continues by saying, he reached the gates of this king's huge palace which was sleeping peacefully. He has come there playing on his kinai drum, blessing the righteous king with a long life, one that is protected by those who received cooked food as offerings. Some have interpreted this reference as if the poet is talking about gods, but deriving from other poems, he may be referring to ancestors as well. Returning, all around him he hears praises for the king, saying he is renowned for his ceaseless generosity and that he knows not to hide or hoard his wealth for himself, and also how he can be a reference for every great and famous person, but there is no one at all who can be this king's equal. As the poet was standing there, awestruck by these praises of others, the king sees him and welcomes him, declaring that this poet was under his protection. Not just words, but the king offers everything the poet has ever wanted, like precious gems that came from the mountains of his domain, gold that was mined in his forests, and pearls obtained from his seas, as well as practical items like a plethora of clothes and, most importantly, toddy for the tummy. For a moment, to the poet, everything seems like a dream, but then he realizes, no, this is real, and the king is standing right there and ending my sorrow. He decides the king's country is the only true country, and this ruler is the only one worthy of the title of king. He goes on to say how around the king stands a huge army filled with those riding grand elephants, speedy horses, sturdy chariots, as well as swordsmen known for their strength and courage. Wishing the king to live a long and famous life, the poet concludes. To me, the key facet of this verse is how the king makes the poet's dream a reality with his compassion. And after all these thousands of years, we can still relate to the joyous feeling that arises out of such a moment when our heart's desires are fulfilled. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.